We played Sitka's JVs Thursday, Friday, Saturday last week. Colby Bell, our junior, not probably our number one starter, pitched that game for us. Pitched a gem of a game. He struck out 11. Pitched a complete game on about 91 pitches. So struck out 11. Didn't have any walks. We didn't have any errors behind him on defense, and we won 2-0. So
that is an incredibly low scoring game.
High school baseball typically doesn't stay low like that. Although Colby's games typically are low because he just is. He typically strikes out quite a few batters. It's not uncommon for him to come up close to double digits in his strikeouts every game. And what I've noticed in him since his freshman year is he's striking out more and walking less batters, which really helps us out a lot, helps himself out quite a bit. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the other two games that we played over there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Friday's game was a 10-7 win. Shell Whitstock, a sophomore, took the mound for us, and our bats really came alive that game. We had 10 hits, several doubles, a triple, some good competition that day. We did make some errors behind our pitchers, so our pitchers had to work a little bit harder to get the outs, but our offense was just really productive in that game. So Shell Whitstock got the win, and then Ethan Briner got the save. The game ended on an incredible double play from our third baseman, Vince Kowalski. Hard ball back to him, and he touched third base, threw over Jesse Lantine, our freshman first baseman, dug it out of the dirt, and we got a double play to get out of the game, end of the game that way. So that was a 10-7 win. And then Saturday's game was a 3-3 tie. We got to the seventh inning, finished the seventh inning, and then we ran out of time. They had to get the next game started. So Vince Kowalski pitched a really good game, very low pitch count, complete seven innings. Not a lot of offense behind him. We had six hits, but we stranded a lot of runners, which was kind of our problem throughout the whole week. The three games, we just stranded a lot of runners in scoring positions, couldn't get them around to score. So we had some errors behind him, so he pitched, actually gave up three runs. All of them were unearned, which means he didn't earn the runs. So that meant some they got on because of errors. So all in all, really good start for us, but it was good for us to go over, get a little bit of confidence.
Now, I've noticed that throughout this entire interview, you've had your laptop open, but you haven't really looked at it at all. All of these numbers and plays are just in your memory. They're coming from...
Yeah, baseball is a funny thing. Baseball is all about numbers. And I guess, you know, I brought it over just in case I'd forget something. But, you keep score in the scorebook, and then you go back and you put all your stuff in. I mean, baseball is just a game of numbers, and it's funny. I mean, there's kids that could tell you what the back of a baseball card is. They've looked at it enough times, and my son's that way. I mean, he can tell you who's batting what, and he's 9 years old. So these guys will tell you what they did. I mean, it's funny. We'll get back to we were group housed over there. We'll get back and say, hey, how many hits did you get? Oh, I had two. How many RBIs? I think I had two, you know, or stolen bases or whatever.
How long have you been coaching baseball?
This is my eighth year coaching. I was assistant coach for 2 years, and then my sixth year as a head coach. So
what's in the forecast for the Petersburg baseball team? What's happening next?
We play against Juneau this week, Thursday, Friday. We have a doubleheader Thursday. We play at 1:30 and at 4, and then Friday at 11.
And where's that happening?
Here in Petersburg, up at the field. So
okay, home, maybe perhaps a home team advantage?
Well, hopefully. I mean, Juneau's a tough team. Juneau is probably one of the best teams in the state, has been for years. Even I think their team might be a little bit down this year. But nonetheless, it's going to be very tough competition for us. They're a good hitting team. They take full advantage of any mistakes you make on the field. So we'll have to play solid baseball behind them.
And is that going to be Juneau's JV team?
No, it'll be varsity. We play a varsity schedule. We went to Sitka. They wanted us to play five games in an invitational tournament, and I knew our arms weren't ready for that, for pitching. So we opted to play against the JV teams just to get some competition in before we competed. So we played three games over there.
Now, I know the first time KFSK talked to you about the season, it seemed like the roster was a little bit short. It wasn't a large team this year. Is that still the case?
Yeah, we still have 10 guys. Hopefully we make it through our grades and all that over the next week. And so there's a lot of unknowns that, I mean, we could make it through grades and have injury issues too. So it's just, our student body population's shrinking, and that has trickle down effect on team sports. You know, baseball requires 9 guys out in the field. So it's different than basketball, where you have to have 5 guys, or track, where they can just, you can have 5 people on and still compete, or wrestling or whatever. So it's, to fill a team, you got to have 9. So we have 10.
Well, it seems like they're doing good so far.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good luck this week.
Thank you.